Welcome to the CIMC Music Show. I'm your host, Jason Cuban, and this episode is World Trade Towers, the 9/11 attack. Was it an inside job or the product of a coordinated terrorist attack? We'll be talking with Selena Mann, who joins us again. She was here during the last program, and we talked about military budget cuts and veteran mistreatment. So she'll be back to lend her opinions and points of view about 9/11, and we'll be talking more about that and even sharing some of our own. But first, we're going to talk about biodefense. Dr. Fierro is the inventor of biodefense, a dietary supplement which has many wonderful advantages. First and foremost, it boosts your immune system. It can help in the cure of things like the common cold, influenza, and stuff like that. It's a fantastic product, and I got to tell you, I'm a user of it, and I'm here to tell you it works like a charm. Let me tell you a little bit about my story. I had what appears to be a spider bite. It could even very well have been a pimple that got infected, and there was green infection actually coming out of the wound, and I spent many days with hydrogen peroxide and triple antibiotic ointments trying to cure this thing, trying to get rid of the infection. And while I was visiting Dr. Fierro for an unrelated issue, he gave me the advice to try biodefense. So he gave me a bottle of this stuff, and I got to tell you, I was shocked. I knew that it would work because I know Dr. Fierro, and I know how good he is at what he does. A little bit about him, first of all. Dr. Fierro is a chiropractor. He is also a board-certified nutritionist. He's been serving our area here in Harrisonburg for over 40 years. He is also an author. He has a book called Biodefense, talks about the dietary supplement and, well, its many uses. And he also has a new book that's going to be out eventually. It's called Everything Good About Everything Bad, and that is going to be an awesome read, so be on the lookout for that. You can get the Biodefense book and the Biodefense dietary supplement by going to his website. That's drfierro.com, and doctor is DR. You could also call him at this office. Local number is 540-434-2579, or you can call him if you're out of the area at 877-434-2579. And you can also obtain it if you're local here in Harrisonburg. You can obtain it from I believe it's called Kate's Natural Products or Natural Foods, and there's also Sue's, which is another natural store, and both of those are proud carriers of Dr. Fierro's Biodefense. So getting back to my story, I had the spider bite or the pimple or whatever it was. I still can't tell you what it was, but again, it was infected. It was heavily swollen. It hurt to the touch. And Dr. Fierro had told me, he said, well, take the Biodefense, crack open a capsule, add a little bit of water to it, make a paste, and apply it. I did this, and I'm going to tell you, I knew it was going to work, but I had no idea it would work overnight. I applied it in the evening around 10 p.m. By 3 p.m. the next day, the infection was completely eradicated. The swelling had gone down. It stopped hurting to the touch, and I think the overall size of the area had reduced by at least 75%. Now, I have not put it back on again since then because it did such a good job with the initial application that it didn't need any more. So Biodefense has all kinds of healing properties, and me being a consumer, I can say these things because I'm not the doctor, and the doctors are held by a stricter vocabulary or terms that they can use. So I'm here to tell you that it's a wonderful product. I can't say enough about it. There are many testimonials out there that you can hear about. Dr. Fierro had a patient that started with one bottle, which turned into several bottles, which turned into a case, which turned into multiple cases, and she orders this stuff regularly and religiously. So that should tell you a little bit about how good this stuff works. Now, I do have a 60-second commercial that I'll be airing tonight throughout the program. You definitely want to check out Dr. Fiore's Biodefense. Do not wait until you need it. Take it as a preventative precaution, and you'll find that you are less susceptible to various illnesses. And I tell you what, let's go ahead and play that commercial for you now. And then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what Dr. Fiore has to offer our area and how you can get with him.
It's that time of year again when the winter months are upon us, and with that comes colds and flus, and we have just the answer for you to keep you above weather. Dr. Arthur Fiore of Harrisonburg, Virginia, who is a nationally accredited nutritionalist and chiropractor. He's the inventor of the dietary supplement Biodefense. Biodefense will help you overcome a lot of common illnesses, which can be greatly affected by simple changes in your nutritional behavior. But with Dr. Fiore's Biodefense dietary supplement, this compound will help you battle those things such as the cold and the flu, as well as a range of other illnesses. Dr. Fiore's Biodefense can be purchased on his website at www.drarthurfiore.com. That's drarthurfiore.com, or by calling his office here in Harrisonburg at 540-434-2495.
And we're back, and Dr. Fiore's Biodefense is the topic of discussion for this portion of the show. Just went over some information about how to order it, and told you a little bit about my own personal experience with it. Dr. Fiore's bottles of Biodefense come in a 2-week supply, and he does this on purpose so that there are no unnecessary storage of unused products, so there's no need to worry about it expiring. His product is so good that there have been various testimonials given about how effective it is. So I highly recommend you check that out. More things that Dr. Fiore offers are he's a chiropractor, and he can work with you if you have common pains, if you have an accident-related injury, work-related, even sports medicine. Dr. Fiore is a wonderful doctor with an excellent bedside manner. I am one of his patients now, and I got to tell you, this doctor tries not to use medications to manage pain. Instead, he uses the art of chiropractic, and when it comes to illnesses, he's a firm believer, and so am I, that if you give the body half a chance, it's going to heal itself. And being that he is a nutritionist, he's certified, board certified through the ACBN, that's the American Clinical Board of Nutritionists. He was even the president at one point. He literally wrote the book on certifications for these doctors. So the man knows what he's talking about. He has a fantastic way of explaining everything. And if you are looking for a doctor that will make you feel completely at ease from the moment you walk through the door, Dr. Fiore and his staff, let me give a quick shout out to them. First, you have Kim Shiflett, which is an absolutely wonderful lady who works in the office there, and she can answer a lot of questions for you. She helps take care of billing. They also have Carolina, who is one of the massage therapists. There is also Clara, who's one of the massage therapists, and those two have fingers of an angel. They can help relieve a lot of your stresses, and they're very knowledgeable, and they can work with you, help you get through a lot of your discomfort. And last but definitely not least, there is Dawn there, and Dawn can also help with answering questions and billing. And altogether, the staff makes up perhaps the best doctor's office that I've ever had the privilege of visiting. So we highly recommend that you check them out. Dr. Fiore is located in Harrisonburg on Quarles Court, and his telephone number for the office is 540-434-2579, or if you're out of the area, he has a toll-free number, 1-877-434-2579. And of course, you can check him out on the internet at www.fiore.com. drarthurfierro.com. Doctor is abbreviated, so that's drarthurfierro.com. Check out his website. It's new, has a lot of great information on there. And if you're a new patient and you're coming to see him for nutritional needs, he has a wonderful nutritional packet for you to fill out, and then he'll do a one-on-one consultation with you, get to know you and identify your specific needs, and help you arrange a great treatment plan. I can't say enough good things about Dr. Fierro, so you check him out. We're going to be right back after this.
And this is Arius Moose Cuban with his cover of Dust in the Wind on the CIMC Music Show.
Thank you.
I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone. All my dreams had before my eyes a curiosity. All they are dust in the wind.
Comstar Computers is a proud sponsor of the CIMC Music Show, and this week they are offering a special sale on tablets, Android tablets 7 inches, starting out at just $50, and they also have iRulu smartwatches that start out at $40. So go to www.comstarcomputers.com and click on the online store link on their webpage, and you'll be taken to their inventory where you can see all the different types of tech gadgets they have for sale, ranging from tablets and smartphones to smartwatches and storage devices and even computer accessories. So check them out at www.comstarcomputers.com.
Okay, so we have a couple of announcements tonight. The first one is, and you may have heard it on some of the other shows, it's a new charity that's popping up here in Harrisonburg and Western Virginia, as well as West Virginia, the Moorfield Brandywine. I believe there's also Franklin, and I think it's called Sugar Grove. Those areas, the charity is called Granny's Christmas Closet, and this is a great charity. Good stuff coming from that. The way this works is, as you know, our grandparents, great-grandparents, senior citizens, they're all operating and living off of fixed incomes or reduced incomes. Times are tough in this economical world, and with the economic crisis, we need to do anything we can to help them out. One of the biggest depressions that they will suffer this holiday season and every holiday season is that they are not in a financial position to provide Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa presents for their grandchildren, and, you know, the grandchildren always outnumber the amount of children that we have, so it makes it hard for them to meet those needs. And
I got to tell you, when it comes to the grandparents, one of the biggest joys that they have in the holiday season is seeing their grandchildren and their children light up when they give them those gifts. Now, the way the granny's Christmas closet works is they relieve that financial burden, but they need your help. Donate any gently used toys they need, like stuff for the girls and the boys. So obviously, like, they're asking for dolls and sports stuff for the boys. What they're going to do is they're going to go ahead and refurbish all this stuff, clean it up, make it usable again, and then allow the grandparents to come in and shop for free, mind you, for their grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So this is a great opportunity for us to help our community and to help the senior citizens. You know, think about it. If it wasn't for them, we would not have what we have today. So it's a great way to say thank you, and it's a great way to help them stay included in the holidays and the celebrations. And it's just something that I'm very proud to be a part of. Now, there's some information here, so let's go over that. They have a website. It's grannyschristmascloset.comyr.com. That comyr is a very important thing. Don't forget to put that in there. And what that'll do is that'll take you to a page with their cover photo. You click on that cover photo, and it's going to take you directly into their Facebook group. So you got to have a Facebook account. Anyway, it's going to take you there, and that'll put you right in touch with them, keep you up to date on what's going on. If you don't have any toys that you want to donate, that's quite all right. They also have a GoFundMe account, and the link is on their group page. You can donate. They're asking that people donate just $1 is all they're asking for. If everybody donates $1, they're going to meet their $2,000 goal. Right now, they've had two people donate, and just between two people, they've made $15. And I know that doesn't sound like much, but some of the things that they're going to be doing is going to the Dollar Tree and picking out stuff that they can put into stockings and offer the stockings to the grandparents as well. So $15, that's 15 gifts right there. So every little bit helps. I'd love to see you guys check that out. They have telephone numbers for you to get in contact with, and they're also sponsoring a local artist in West Virginia, Jennifer McDermott, who does custom hand-drawn, hand-sketched portraits. Now, I looked over a couple of these different examples that she put up on the webpage yesterday, and this is a talent unlike any other. And when you have someone hand-drawing these things, that's a one-of-a-kind piece of work. It's one-of-a-kind art masterpiece, I would call it. So it's a gift that's truly unique. Now, this is not provided for free because Jennifer uses this as her source of income, but she does it at fantastically low rates. She can do big poster size. She can do small little pieces, whatever you want. You give her a photograph or something to use as a subject, and she will turn that over into a hand-drawn work of art that is, I got to tell you, it's dead accurate. She has a couple from the Twilight movie, and even I can pick out the characters, and I'm not a person that watches the movie series, but I mean, I can identify them very easily. So that tells you a lot about her detail that she puts into it. So the founder of Granny's Christmas Closet is Janet Keplinger. And with her, I'm one of her administrators, so I'm going to help her run it. And there's also Tanya Raines. And you may know Tanya Raines as the chief security officer for the Spot a Cop group. And she does a lot of good work here in Harrisonburg. And she jumped right on board on the first day and dove head over heels straight into it, doing a lot of good work there, helping out. So definitely want to give Tanya a shout out. Kim Skelton from Harrisonburg is helping run the Harrisonburg side. So Kim, thanks a lot for your help as well. Now, you guys, we definitely need your help. We cannot do this without you. It's not something that is being funded by an organization. It's being funded and outfitted by members of the public just like you. So please get involved. It doesn't take very long for you to jump on the site, join. They've got over 650 members signed up now. So that's a lot of families that need to be taken care of. So Do whatever you can. And like I said, if you don't have any toys and you want to help out monetarily, you can donate whatever you want. They're just asking for a dollar here, a dollar there. It goes a long way. Just $1. I feel like we're doing like the children's fund or something, but $1 truly does go a long way when we have an arsenal of citizens all joining in. So please check that out. Again, it's granny'schristmascloset.com, YR.com. And you can also check them out on Facebook. Just look for Granny's Christmas Closet. It is a Facebook group. So go over there, join up, send them a little note. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing. Give them some positive reinforcement. I mean, all that stuff helps out a lot. It helps with morale. And it helps to know that they're reaching people. Now, we've talked with a couple of the news agencies around town, and hopefully we're going to get some more coverage there. But we're looking for businesses to come and join in on donation events and pickup events. So we're going to be talking with a couple of different area charities, such as the VFW, to see if we can't get them involved. And if so, we're going to invite these various companies to come in. And all we're asking is that you donate something, whether it's a toy, whether it's, you know, that $1, whatever. You would get a table to set up and to promote your business as well. And you'd be featured on their website. You'd be featured on the Facebook group when talking about it on the show, because Janet Keplinger comes here periodically. You'll be mentioned there as well. We'll be happy to give you a free commercial placement here on the show as well for your helping out. And those commercials, they get replayed because each one of these shows is archived. And the most of our listeners are archive listeners, which means on demand. So every time someone plays this show, they're hearing your commercial, and that's a commercial that you don't have to keep paying for. You get it done one time, and in this case, if you donate, if you help out, if you participate, that's no cost to you whatsoever, and that just keeps getting replayed over and over again. So anybody that wants to help out, even if you're a small business or even if you're like a band or something and you want to promote yourself, that's a great way to do it. So check that out. More information is on their webpage, so go over there, see what's going on, get in the know. You know, you could even become a staff member and get involved that way. Everything helps. So good job to the Granny's Christmas Closet crew. Wonderful idea, and I hope to see it successful. We'll be right back after this on the CIMC Music Show. Rockingham Aquatic Specialty is your number one spot for aquatic life and accessories. www.rasaquatics.onefreecart.com. That's the number one, freecart.com. Rockingham Aquatic Specialty, serving your aquarium needs. And we are back with some more announcements. Spot a Cop, which is a community-driven member-based organization, which is a real alert system. They post alerts such as amber alerts, police checkpoints, radar traps, traffic alerts, emergency alerts that affect the community, things like lost merchandise, stolen vehicles, lost pets. Pretty much anything that affects our community. They're looking for administrators to join the team. There are several chapters in various states, and they definitely need someone to help in the Arkansas state. There's also the Maryland group that needs help really bad. We have New York as well. New York seems to be doing pretty well with the administrator they have, but each group usually needs about 8 administrators, and right now most of these groups are running on 0 to 1 or 2 administrators, so they need your help. Here's how you join. You go over to their website at spotacop.net46.net and click on the join staff or join team. I forget which one it is, but then you'll have information there on what is required of the admins, what the role usually entails, and tells you how to get a hold of the Spotacop administration and to join your efforts with theirs. So check that out. Always need some help there. So thanks to the Spotted Cop guys for stepping up and helping keep our community a little bit more safer. Comstar Computers is continuing. They did a sale last week on technological gadgets. They're going to go ahead and extend that sale for at least another week. And they are doing things like tablets that start out at $50. There are smartwatches starting out at $40. They've got cell phones as low as $80. There's just all kinds of stuff on their online store. You can go to comstarcomputers.com. Click on the online store tab or link, and they'll take you right into their store. You can browse the inventory and place your orders right there. Great products. I am a customer. I have their 10-inch tablet by iRulu, and that thing's fantastic. It's got a great battery. It's blazingly fast. I watched 3 full-length movies and before I even had to charge the battery. It's great for 3D graphics, great for common internet usage. I don't have anything bad to say about it. And their tablets, this is the cool part. Their tablets come with portfolio cases and built-in keyboards so that you can use it just like a laptop. Love this thing. I use it to run my show sometimes. It's just a fantastic product. Can't say enough good things about that. So check them out. ComstarComputers.com. And there's also another one of our sponsors, RAS Aquatics, who just joined us this week. They are selling fish and aquarium accessories. They have their own fish food line. It's all natural. It means you could even eat it as a human. I don't recommend it, but you could do that and it's perfectly safe. Has no artificial dyes in it, no chemicals, no preservatives. It's all 100% natural. The fish love it. My fish tear it up. I've been feeding it to my fish for years now, and I have the cichlids. I also have regular goldfish. I have tropical fish. I have several tanks. But so they have all that stuff for sale real cheap. They also feature Christopia Reptiles, which is a small organization here in Harrisonburg that hand breeds their geckos. So they have those on the site as well for sale. Check them out. It's rasaquatics.onefreecart.com. And that's the number one free cart. RAS Aquatics stands for Rockingham Aquatic Specialty. So check them out. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started with the World Trade Towers topic as soon as we come back from this short break. We're going to check out some music here first, and then we'll be with Selena Mann, who's going to go ahead and help us discuss the issue of whether or not the World Trade Towers was an inside job or a coordinated terrorist attack. And if you'd like to join in, you can certainly call in. We'll be giving you the number in just a moment. Thank you, and we'll be right back on the CIMC Music Show.
We are the Borg. Resistance is futile. When traversing the universe, we always be sure to check Spotacop to make sure the Federation isn't out there seeking to stop us from assimilating you. Spotacop on Facebook.
Allowed the communication of ideas, enabling human beings to work together to build the impossible. Mankind's greatest achievements have come about by talking. Our greatest become reality in the future. With the technology at our disposal, the possibilities are unbounded.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about the World Trade Towers, the 9/11 attacks, and discussing about the possibility of it being an inside job or a coordinated terrorist attack. With me today is Selena, who's going to be lending her input and opinions. The thing that bothers most Americans about the World Trade Towers is the fact that it appears to be a collaborated attack orchestrated by the United States government in efforts to solidify a justifiable cause for invading Afghanistan and Iraq, as well as pushing forth the Patriot Act. And the Patriot Act, as you know, allowed for the government to spy on Americans' communications, cell phone calls, internet emails, text messages, and things of that nature without having just cause, and to do it as a broad net casted over the country. So with the Trade Towers coming down and that attack being perpetrated, it drew a lot of concern about whether or not this was done by the government, or whether we were aware of it. Some of the things that you'll hear are the way the Trade Towers had fallen. They were both done in a fashion that it was a controlled demolition. They talk about Tower 7, how it was pulled at the order of the property lease owner, and that building sustained insignificant damage that did not warrant it being pulled down, but they went ahead and did it anyway. There's questions about the 2 weeks prior to the attack that various sections of the World Trade Tower were systematically shut down for what they called routine maintenance. And then when the towers did collapse, we had seen things like demolition charges going off below the floors in sequence as each floor collapsed on top of itself. Other things that draw the attention of conspiracy theorists, as they are unjustly labeled, are that the towers had burned, and due to the intense heat of the fires, that the structure gave way. But we have never had a skyscraper collapse like that due to fires, and they have raged for, you know, days on end and didn't collapse. But here the Trade Towers burned for just a few hours and both of them collapsed in the identical same fashion. People will comment that if it was a natural collapse, that it should have toppled over instead of falling in and imploding on itself. So all of these are they're genuine concerns that are valid, and that's the word, valid. They're valid concerns, and there's no reason why we shouldn't be questioning what happened on that day. I mean, so many lives were lost that it's our duty as citizens to ask those painful questions as to what happened, how it happened, and why it happened. Questions also are, you know, when the FAA had shut down all air traffic, the bin Laden family was flown out of the States immediately. During the midst of all this, why was NORAD using all the fighter jets on training exercises that kept them out of the area that could have played some role in possibly thwarting the attacks. Then the questions surrounding the Pentagon. Why was the Pentagon struck by a plane, but for the first 3 days, no plane parts were found? But on the third day, all of a sudden, all these different parts started showing up on the front lawn. Why was the damage to the building inconsistent with that of an actual airline crashing into it? How did the airline traverse that flight path, which even today seasoned airline pilots still cannot recreate without crashing the aircraft in simulators? Then there's the Pennsylvania crash. There's just so much information here that we have in front of us that points away from the story that it was a terrorist attack. So we're going to examine these things, and let's hear from Selena. Now, Selena is not an expert on the situation. She is just a regular citizen who has her own questions, has her own concerns, just like all of us do. And it's important that we hear from someone who's non-biased. Now, what I'm going to do is we're going to start the conversation off by asking, why would the United States government, if they did have a hand in orchestrating this attack, why would they do that? What is the motivation there? What purpose could it serve? Now, my answer would be, like I mentioned before, it provided a way for us to have a reason to go to the Middle East and start invading countries. Yes, we know it was about the oil. It never was about weapons of mass destruction. The reason why Bush thought that they had weapons of mass destruction is because we sold them those weapons. And somehow Saddam Hussein got rid of those weapons prior to the invasion, the first invasion of Iraq. Remember that we had two invasions. The first one was to liberate Kuwait from the oppressive regime of Saddam Hussein. The second one was to go in and find these weapons of mass destruction. And ultimately, the only thing that we found was access to more oil. The only good part that came about from it was that the Kurds, who were being oppressed from all sides of the borders, whether it was Iraq, Afghanistan, Iran, they finally got their liberation and now have seats of power there. So that's a good thing that came from it. But let me go ahead and hear from Selena. Why do you think the government would become involved with the orchestrated attacks on 9/11?
Well, you actually brought up a good point with the U.S. Patriot Act. If anyone doesn't know what that stands for, it is actually just a big acronym, meaning Uniting and Strengthening America by Providing Appropriate Tools Required to Intercept and Obstruct Terrorism Act of 2001. Not only do I think Patriot Act, they staged to have this signed into Congress by giving Americans enough hatred and anger toward another person to allow their privacy to be invaded. But if you look at it now from the long run, it's also contacted into Marshall's Law, where they're now staging that. They're staging mass shootings, all because they want to get more control. We're no longer a democracy. We're becoming a dictatorship quite quickly. So if you think about the Twin Towers, all of that is just the biggest Hollywood show ever to deceive you on our country is not for the people anymore. It's how can we make these people to our advantage?
Now, it's important that we understand the motivation behind an alleged United States government coordinated attack on 9/11, and that was, without a doubt, the Patriot Act. Now, let's understand the Patriot Act. The USA Patriot Act is an act of Congress that was signed into law by President George W. Bush on October 26, 2001. Its title is a 10-letter acronym for, well, it stands for United Strengthening America by Providing Appropriate Tools Required to Intercept and Obstruct Terrorism, in that act of 2001. On May 26, 2011, President and what I refer to as domestic terrorist Barack Obama signed the Patriot Sunset Expansion Act of 2011. It's a four-year extension of three key provisions in the USA Patriot Act. First would be roving wiretaps, and next would have been searches of business records, and of course conducting surveillance of lone wolves, which are individuals suspected of terrorist-related activities not linked to a terrorist group. Now, following a lack of congressional approval, parts of the Patriot Act, as you might remember, expired on June 1st of this year. With the passage of the USA Freedom Act on June 2nd, 2015, the expired parts were restored and renewed through 2019. However, Section 215 of the law was amended to stop the NSA from continuing its mass phone data collection program. Instead, phone companies would retain the data, and the NSA can obtain information about targeted individuals with permission from a federal court. So, an overview of that is basically the Patriot Act, as many people will tell you, it stripped away a lot of our constitutional rights and did so under the guise of anti-terrorism efforts. Now, in order for terrorism to work, we have to breed fear and hatred into the hearts of those who would side with the government to combat that conduct. Now, we did not have enough motivation and momentum to go overseas and to target the Muslims as they are now. And that's a sad thing, because the Muslims are usually a pretty peaceful race. I mean, if you read the Quran, you know that they don't advocate violence, especially on innocent people. But there are those extremists who will twist the word, just like we have in our country with our Christian leaders who will twist words around to fit their needs. And that dates all the way back to King James with the King James Version of the Bible. Now, it's important to understand that we had to have a reason to become angry, and the Trade Towers attack was that perfect excuse to launch this campaign. And if you remember, when the Trade Towers fell, what did we do in America? Everybody dropped their differences and all came together as one. Everybody's waving their American flags, and we are all demanding that we go overseas and get these people responsible, get Al-Qaeda, shut down the Osama bin Laden terrorist network. I mean, there was a lot of angry people. And the sad thing is as time went on, we had the 9/11 report done, and it seemed to cover up and cause more questions than it provided answers. And again, as time continued to pass, people started noticing different things about the story. It just wasn't adding up. So, my question to Selena, what do you think? I mean, do you think the Patriot Act was a plausible reason for the United States government to, if they did, get involved in the coordinated attack on 9/11?
See, Patriot Act in and of itself wasn't a bad idea, but it's just been aimed at the wrong people. Citizens like me and you, Jason, aren't at all supposed to be victim of this act. It's supposed to be targeted toward people of suspicion. Like me and you every day have no problems of being terrorists to our own country. Have no reason to. So how come every day we're being violated of our privacy, but if our local police officers want to do so, they need a warrant. But our federal government seems exempt from their own laws?
Okay, now I want to read you something. It's by Christopher Bolin, and this was from his article, 9/11, Who Put Thermite in the World Trade Center? Now, this is an excerpt from his article. When a former worker from the World Trade Center came forward recently with crucial and verifiable information about what was really on the 81st floor of the South Tower, which was the World Trade Center Tower 2, he broke up a logjam of unanswered questions about the source of the molten metal seen falling from the tower before its collapse on 9/11. based on this important piece of information from a former IT professional who worked with computers in the Twin Towers, he was able to determine that the two airplanes that struck the towers of the World Trade Center on 9/11 had directly impacted secure computer rooms in both buildings, the first on the 95th floor of the North Tower and the second on the 81st floor of the South Tower. This information raises new questions. Were the computer rooms equipped to play a role in the crime? Were there homing devices or computers in these rooms that used precision-guided systems to direct the planes into the towers? And did these computer rooms contain pre-placed explosives or forms of thermite to destroy evidence, create an incendiary spectacle, and weaken the structure prior to the collapse? Now, the evidence of thermite, he goes on to say, photographic evidence strongly suggests that the secure computer rooms in both towers contain forms of thermite, which had been pre-placed to destroy evidence and facilitate the collapse of the immense steel frame towers while creating a deadly pyrotechnic spectacle. After examining the photographic and physical evidence, Professor Stephen E. Jones of Brigham Young University, BYU, has concluded that the yellow and white glowing metal pouring from the east corner of the 81st floor of the South Tower was most likely molten iron created by a thermite reaction. It could not have been molten aluminum, as the federal government's final report on the collapse of the World Trade Towers, that's NIST 2005, speculates. Jones says because, among other things, molten aluminum at that temperature would appear silvery gray in daylight conditions. Now, having tested pieces of hardened molten metal from the Twin Towers, Jones found that they were composed of primarily iron, not structural steel. This is a positive physical evidence of an aluminorific, aluminothermic reaction, more commonly known as thermite, having occurred in conjunction with the collapse of the Twin Towers and World Trade Tower 7, which, remember, World Trade Tower 7 was actually authorized to be demolished. Now, the aluminothermics refers to the intense exothermic or heat-producing reactions that occur when powdered aluminum is mixed with powdered iron oxide and or other elements and oxides. Copper, potassium, zinc, and barium nitrate are among the additives Jones has found as evidence in the dust from the World Trade Center. The thermite reaction produces an extremely hot reaction up to 2,500 degrees Celsius or 4,500 degrees Fahrenheit, which creates molten iron and aluminum oxide. The molten iron produced from thermite is white hot, and the aluminum oxide is a white smoke. Now, I know that was long-winded, but having said that, do you, Selena, do you feel, from the evidence, that thermite was used in the World Trade Centers to help bring the towers down?
Yes, I agree that maybe explosives were used in Twin Towers, because if you've ever watched a building being taken down with dynamite, it goes from the bottom up. All the damage is done in foundation. So when those planes hit, all the damage started under where it hit, which can only be done by explosive to that much steel in the building. So there is no physical way that the plane did that much damage and it still fell downward instead of to its side, like physics and Newton's law would have told you it would have.
Okay, now this is an interesting article, and I can't figure out who wrote it, but it points to the planes used to strike the towers. Now, I'm going to read you a little bit from it. Not much. I won't be so long-winded, but this is important. It says, how could the most powerful country on earth with the best defense that money can buy be defenseless against an attack like 9/11? The author says, first, let me say I do not believe the official U.S. government position in regards to the four planes that crashed on 9/11. I don't believe that these planes were commercial airliners. As you will see, there are many eyewitness accounts that confirm that the planes which hit the towers did not have any windows, and they were both totally gray without commercial markings, a description more fitting of a military cargo carriers than commercial carriers. I still have not seen any convincing evidence that suggests that the Pentagon was hit by a plane mind. Rather, I have seen and heard overwhelming evidence that the damage at the Pentagon was caused by a missile. But that is in the entire article itself. Now, the Pilots for 9/11 Truth is an organization of aviation professionals and pilots throughout the globe who have gathered together for one purpose. They are committed to seeking the truth surrounding the events of the 11th of September 2001. Their main focus concentrates on the four flights, maneuvers performed, and the reported pilots. They stand with the numerous other growing organizations of firefighters, medical professionals, lawyers, scholars, military officers, veterans, religious and political leaders, alongside survivors, family members of the victims. They do not accept the 9/11 Commission report and or hypothesis as a satisfactory explanation for the sacrifice every American has made and continues to make. So, I read that because that's the next point I want to try to make. There are photos and footage on the internet. You can find it on YouTube. I'm actually reading from wakeup-world.com, and the story I'm reading is, "Were the 9/11 planes military cargo carriers and not commercial airlines?" That's the name of the article. But you look at these photographs and footage, and I gotta tell you, it's very, very damning evidence that they weren't commercial airliners. Now, people are going to ask you, well, then what happened to all those people on those planes? And my response to that is, if you look at Sandy Hook, they had pictures of some of the people who perished in that tragic mass shooting event. But it later comes to light that that was a staged event. One of the same children who was featured in the pictures of the children that died at that shooting was also depicted in another overseas incident, as well as one of the teachers pictured on the Sandy Hook shootings was also pictured as one of the people that died in the Boston bombing, the Boston Marathon bombing. So basically, these people are dying more than one time. So that leads us to the question, well, what happened to these people on these planes if they were not, in fact, the planes that struck the towers? What is your take on that? What do you think happened?
Jason, you did bring up a very good point. And my answer to that is I do not believe any of the flights involved that day were at all commercial airlines. If this was a commercial airline, how come traffic control in the air was not paying attention to the bizarre flight patterns of that day? If it wasn't government orchestrated, how come all of our Air Force was told to be all the way across the country on the exact same day? How come all the planes involved were incorrectly painted and also completely wrong sizes for the scheduled manifest for those planes that the media has released? Then also put on top of that, how come when all of this is going down, our Air Force couldn't get there in the amount of time that is reasonable for the fighter jets they have? They could have gotten there even possibly if alarmed in time before the second plane even ever hit.
That's very good points raised there. And we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll talk more with Selena and get some more insight and opinions about the World Trade Tower attacks on 9/11 here on the CIMC Music Show. It's that time of year again when the winter months are upon us. And with that comes colds and flus. And we have just the answer for you to keep you above weather. Dr. Arthur Fierro of Harrisonburg, Virginia, who is a nationally accredited nutritionalist and chiropractor. He's the inventor of the dietary supplement BioDefense. BioDefense will help you overcome a lot of common illnesses, which can be greatly affected by simple changes in your nutritional behavior. But with Dr. Fierro's BioDefense dietary supplement, this compound will help you battle those things such as the cold and the flu, as well as a range of other illnesses. Dr. Fierro's BioDefense can be purchased on his website at www.drarthurfierro.com. That's DrArthurFierro.com, or by calling his office here in Harrisonburg at 540-434-2495. And we're back with Selena talking more about the World Trade Towers and our next question. Okay, so now let's shift it over real quick to the WTC-7 building. This is from the article, Silverstein's Pullet Explanation Examined. On September 9, 2005, Mr. Dara McQuillan, a spokesperson for Silverstein Properties, issued the following statement on the issue of Larry Silverstein's Pullet comment. Larry Silverstein is the leaseholder of World Trade Center. Seven World Trade Center collapsed at 5:20 p.m. on September 11, 2001 after burning for 7 hours. There were no casualties thanks to the heroism of the fire department and the work of Silverstein Properties employees who evacuated tenants from the building. In the afternoon of September 11th, Mr. Silverstein spoke to the fire department commander on site at 7 World Trade Center. The commander told Mr. Silverstein that there were several firefighters in the building working to contain the fires. Mr. Silverstein expressed his view that the most important thing was to protect safety of those firefighters, including, if necessary, to have them withdraw from the building. Later that day, the fire commander ordered his firefighters out of the building around 5:20 p.m. The building collapsed. No lives were lost at the World Trade Center Tower 7 on September 11th. As noted above, when Mr. Silverstein was recounting these events for a television documentary, he stated, "I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it." Mr. McQuillan has stated that by it, Mr. Silverstein meant the contingent for the firefighters remaining in the building. The problem with the statement above, namely where there were no firefighters in World Trade Center 7, no manual firefighting actions were taken by the Fire Department of New York. There were no firefighters in the World Trade Center 7, and that was reported by Poplar Mechanics. By 11:30 a.m., the fire commander in charge of that area assisted Chief Frank Fellini, ordered the firefighters away from Tower 7 for safety reasons, and that's the New York Times reports that. So Silverstein says, "I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire, and I said that we've had such a terrible loss of life, maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it, and they made that decision to pull it, and we watched the building collapse." Okay, so if you look at World Trade Tower 7 and the way it collapsed, which was a controlled demolition, it looks a lot like the two twin towers that collapsed. What is your feelings on that?
Yes, I agree with you that Building 7 did fall almost identical to the same way Twin Towers did. But my biggest question is, with all of that, the landowner asking the building to be demolished to emergency personnel, how come it then took 7 years for an investigation of what happened to that building? And once our federal government released a report, almost 2,000 different architects and engineers had petitioned together asking for the investigation to be done due to not so clear answers of explosives could have been used. And honestly, after seeing a few videos, I would like to question also if that also wasn't a planned demolition from the beginning.
See, that's a very good point you have about whether or not it was planned ahead of time for Tower 7 to be pulled, because, you know, that building did contain financial records, and, you know, there's a lot to be gained by those being destroyed with no hopes of it being recovered.
Also, on top of financial records being erased, Giuliani's bunker is located in Building 7. And if you don't know what that is New York City's Office of Emergency Management Emergency Operations Center. They also housed a few government intelligence and law enforcement offices in the same building, too. With my speculation, if this was pre-planned, they would be the ones to orchestrate it, and all evidence of the coordination to do so would also have been demolished without repair.
Okay, so let's shift it over real quick to the Pentagon. Now, the Pentagon was allegedly struck by another airliner. Now, I can tell you that there was extensive reporting done about this. The hole made by the plane, or the alleged plane that struck the tower, the Pentagon, was inconsistent with what would theoretically happen if an airliner, a 747 or a 737, were to strike the building. First of all, let's point out that all footage from that event was confiscated by the government, and the only footage released was
just a few quick frames that showed the side of the building, and then a flash of light, and then an explosion. They did not show what hit the building. It wasn't until later that another video surfaced that showed a streak of light slamming into the side of the building, and it definitely wasn't the size of a plane. I don't know if you've had an opportunity to look at the evidence about the Pentagon, but in my opinion, what I just stated and the fact that there weren't any plane parts for 3 days, and then on the third day, an engine showed up on the lawn. But it turns out, just like in New York, the engine that they found in New York, these two engines didn't belong to the planes that supposedly struck these buildings. So what is your feelings on that?
And I'm so glad you brought up that it took 3 days to find these engine parts. But on top of that, why would they confiscate video of a terrorist act on the Pentagon, but not New York City? And when those was leaked out, if it's such short clips, who are we to say they weren't doctored at all? If it is a flash of light that is much smaller than an airplane, this obviously had to be a computer-guided missile of sorts. So this more seems constructed and foreplanned than Twin Towers on the Pentagon.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more about the World Trade Center Tower attack on 9/11 here on the CIMC Music Show. Rockingham Aquatic Specialty is your number one spot for aquatic life and accessories. www.rasaquatics.onefreecart.com. That's the number one, freecart.com. Rockingham Aquatic Specialty, serving your aquarium needs. ComStar Computers is a proud sponsor of the CIMC Music Show, and this week they are offering a special sale on tablets. Android tablets 7 inches starting out at just $50, and they also have iRulu smartwatches that start out at $40. So go to www.comstarcomputers.com and click on the online store link on their webpage, and you'll be taken to their inventory where you can see all the different types of tech gadgets they have for sale, ranging from tablets and smartphones to smartwatches and storage devices and even computer accessories. So check them out at www.comstarcomputers.com. It's that time of year again when the winter months are upon us, and with that comes colds and flus, and we have just the answer for you to keep you above weather. Dr. Arthur Fierro of Harrisonburg, Virginia, who is a nationally accredited nutritionalist and chiropractor. He's the inventor of the dietary supplement BioDefense. BioDefense will help you overcome a lot of common illnesses, which can be greatly affected by simple changes in your nutritional behavior, but with Dr. Fierro's BioDefense dietary supplement, this compound will help you battle those things such as the cold and the flu, as well as a range of other illnesses. Dr. Fierro's BioDefense can be purchased on his website at www.drarthurfierro.com. That's drarthurfierro.com, or by calling his office here in Harrisonburg at 540-434-2495.
Well, Jason, thank you for having me again, and I am open to any invites in the future. If you'd like, I will be on your website answering any comments, questions that any viewers would like to have toward me with my opinions in more in detail than we had time for tonight. Thank you, and see you again.
All right, and we'll be right back after these messages on the CIMC Music Show.
We are the Borg. Resistance is futile. When traversing the universe, we always be sure to check Spotacop to make sure the Federation isn't out there seeking to stop us from assimilating you. Spotacop on Facebook.
So, what do you want?
I promised your wife I'd get you to go to confession.
Now, why would you do that?
She was very insistent. She made me.
Well, you're kind of fond of promising things you can't deliver on, right, Father?
Let's talk about something else.
What?
Life and death.
Life and death. The hell do you know about life and death?
I'd like to think I know a lot. I'm a priest.
Yeah, you get up and preach about life and death, but all you know is what you learned in priest school, right out of the rookie preacher's handbook.
I don't know about that. I think...
Death is bittersweet. Sort of bitter in its pain, but sweet in its salvation. That's what you know about life and death, and it's pathetic.
What do you know, Mr. Paulson?
I know a lot.
Find them on the mantle, they've been placed up there with care. Tokens of the ones we've lost, both young as well as old. Each one is remembered, and each one's story told. At the nursing home on the fireplace, there's maybe four or five faded, folded flags put up there by soldiers' wives. And every morning when they wake, they just look at them and smile. But sometimes late at night, they'll sit there for a while. And they remember those faded, folded flags that adorned the mantle of so many in the country and the city, sea to sea. They remind us all of what we've lost, what we've won, and what it cost to be free. Yeah, those faded, folded flags are there for you and me. Mother came up to her son. She could tell that he'd been crying. He said, "Mama, where's my daddy? I haven't seen him for a while." said, son, don't you remember about the talk we had? The one where I was crying, the one that made us both so sad. And son, remember that brand new folded flag, the one that nice young man in uniform gave to you the day your dad went to the Lord. And it reminds us now of what we've lost, what we've won, and what it cost to be free. Son, that brand new folded flag, it's there for you and me. Yeah, that brand new folded flag, it's there for you and me. Yeah, those faded folded flags are there for you and me.
You see, and I'm begging you on my knees, oh yeah, baby, just torture me. Let me slide my hand right here, tell me if this feels weird for you, 'cause baby, there's nothing to fear. And maybe for you I'm just the other guy. If my warning you is wrong, then please be sure to kiss me goodbye. We've got all night to ride, let this moment be our guide. Yeah, baby, let me come inside.
My loving.
lot of ground here, and we're out of time now, so we're going to go ahead and pick this up on another episode. But I wanted to take a moment to thank Selena for being here with us, and very interested to know what you think. So please go to our show page. It's blogtalkradio.com/CIMC and click on the link for the World Trade Center attack show and post your comments. Love to hear from you and what you think. This has been a pre-recorded show. Want to thank Selena once again. Special thanks to Dr. Fierro, Comstar Computers, RAS Aquatics, and Spotacop for being sponsors with us. Also, one more time, want to give a shout-out to the Granny's Christmas Closet. That's a great charity, and we'd like to go ahead and have our listeners go check them out on Facebook. You can reach them at the web at granny'schristmascloset.comyr.com. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Jason Cuban, and this was the World Trade Center attack episode of the CIMC Music Show.